Tour de Brisbane is back in 2022. With over 110 kilometres of fully closed city roads, it's Australia's ultimate Sunday ride. Get back on your bike. TourdeBrisbane.org.
Let it build up.
Jerry Springer, that famous chant from the, 80s, 90s, early 2000s?
90s, early 2000s, I'm going to say.
Now, I reckon you brought this up earlier this year, and we had a few episodes of...
Jerry. The Jerry Springer Show. Incredible stuff. You are not the father. It's generally men whose or girlfriends or mistresses are claiming that they have had their babies and they want a DNA test to find out whether it is or not.
I was dubious when we first brought this up, that anyone would ring and expose their family secrets. But it was guys, did we have a name for this bloke?
No,
let's not name him.
Probably best not.
You may remain anonymous.
This is the sort of stuff we're looking for, a Jerry Christmas. So very Jerry Christmas special. So your family, when your families have interesting interactions, I'd prefer it if it was a Christmas time, but this bloke, something like this.
It was my brother that slept with my partner. I was at work all the time and he was staying at my place.
He's keeping a company for you, Gary. What?
Yeah, got her pregnant, but I can't have kids, so she had to go and find him. I want to top it off, Margot. I went and slept with her mother.
Something like a little bit of sweet revenge.
The reason I bring it up, my brother, for some reason, was talking about, he said, you should bring back Jerry. We'd forgotten about
Christmas
that.
Christmas is just around the corner, Marto, and it always brings out the best or the worst in people. Christmas family fights, I reckon. Yeah. Any Jerry-like behaviour in your family?
We are so dull, which is why I try to get other people to shake the tree. Our family has never had a fight at any family events. It's been extraordinary.
Boring.
No one sleeping with anyone else's.
That surprises me.
Her partner? Why?
I don't know.
No, our family's not all that loose. I'm one of the loose ones.
A few drinks at Christmas.
I'll report back.
Have you and your brother ever come to blows? Just a little punch on them?
Occasionally we'll have a fun wrestle, but that's only because we're laughing our heads off.
Few too many rums consumed.
Other families are so much more interesting than ours. What about yours? Have you got any Jerry Springer-style secrets in your family?
No, we're boring too.
Yeah, well, that's why we rely on people like Sean.
From Alex Hills. Yeah. Good morning.
Good morning, guys. Hope you guys have a good Christmas and all that.
Yeah, very Jerry Christmas to you too, Sean.
Yep.
What do you got?
I was living in Sydney with my family and we had a mate staying with us, and his girlfriend broke up with him 2 days before Christmas, started going out with me, and he didn't know why. And on Christmas Day, she was over for lunch and we all had to sit together, and he finally found out why she broke up with him.
So that she could be with you, Sean?
Yes.
Oh, Sean, you
now, listen,
dirty dog, you, Sean.
Sean, that's outstanding.
What happened to your friendship with your mate, though? Mm. No friends? No more?
For a few years, and then we're friends again, so...
Did you marry her, Sean?
No.
No, I didn't think so. No, that's what happened. Now, listen, that was colour for ear.
Thanks, Sean.
Can we go back to... Yeah, well, Sean, we'll send him a prize, but... Remember that guy? We've actually got it. The guy with the soccer field, I was telling you. Can we do it in his words? Because it was a better story.
It come to the end of the night, and I sort of noticed this chick. Anyway, I ended up picking her up, and I said to my mates, I said, "Guy, can you just drop us off at the soccer field? And I'll walk her from there." Scored a goal.
Yeah.
Scored a goal.
Righto.
Anyway, I was being a bad boy. I was with a chick just at the time. Christmas come around, and Christmas lunch. Went to the in-laws, and I walk in, and bang, she's sitting right there. It was her auntie.
It was Ayani.
I love when men refer to themselves as bad boys. I've been a bad boy.
You can't
not
self-title.
Getting any presents from Santa this year.
Very Jerry Christmas from Triple M.
Triple M's Big Breakfast.
Now, Margo, you saw some of the cricket yesterday. Well, you saw the important bits. Travis Head's ton. That was important.
Oh, yes.
David Warner nearly getting a ton. That was important.
Amazing stuff.
But streakers.
Oh.
There were two yesterday at the Gabba. Two blokes went over the fence. My problem, I got a real problem with it.
Why?
I like...
It's entertaining, isn't it?
Mm.
Did anyone else get involved?
Yeah, the security guys. Yeah, one of them hammered him. Now, listen, streaking. This is the dictionary definition.
Official term.
An act or instance of running naked through a public place. Mm. Neither of those two critters had their clothes off. One had a KFC bucket on his head.
Weak.
I know. That is so weak.
Fully clothed streaking.
Boring. You know what's caused this? Instagram, because they don't allow nudity on Instagram. The reason you do it is because you're going to have to pay a $5,000 fine.
You're an attention seeker. That's why people streak.
But the only way you're going to, neither of these two blokes look like they were wealthy who were streaking and got hammered.
Not now.
Exactly. So they'll have to go onto social media to raise the money from their friends who'll have a laugh.
That's boring. Good old-fashioned streaking. There's nothing better.
Thank you. If you want to jump the fence, get your tackle out and give us a look at it and then get hammered by security.
It's like that movie Old School, you know, Will Ferrell. And he's running down the street, thinks he's naked, and his wife's driving beside him. She's like, "What are you doing?" He's like, "We're streaking, honey. We're all streaking." She's like, "You're by yourself, you idiot. There's nothing behind you."
All right, let's get to the other incident. In 24 hours in world sport, Sam Kerr, the shoulder charge.
Oh, incredible.
Okay.
Can I just say, I don't want to, you know, digress from where you're going with this.
Yes.
But if that was Cristiano Ronaldo or David Beckham or Lionel Messi or any other male superstar soccer player.
What, that hit a pitching
boat? Would they have got yellow carded? She got yellow carded for the shoulder charge on the streaker. I applauded it. I was like, yes, Sam Kerr.
So you're saying it's a gender thing, though?
I'm okay with it. I reckon it's sexism. I reckon if one of the boys did that, no way would that have been.
But she
didn't
use.
They would have gone, yeah, what a legend. But
if she'd used arms, if it wasn't a shoulder charge.
Or did she make contact with the
hand? If she made contact with the hand, she wouldn't have got the yellow card. Is that the thing?
This is the Big Breakfast. Morning, Triple M. Holly Breen, his humour ain't clean. With his
handlebar moustache, he looks mean. It's Holly Breen. Hey, Merry Christmas!
Yay! How are you, legends?
Yeah, good, mate. What's going on?
Oh, mate, well, I'm down here. Just what a wonderful state Victoria is. It's currently about 12 degrees. The bomb says feels like 9. I never know who they ask about that because I'll tell you what, it feels like about 5 degrees. But it's just good to be in summer and about to have Christmas.
We were watching, doing the show the other day, we were watching telly and there was a cross to Melbourne and everyone had these big jackets and hoodies on. And going, what's, are they in the same country?
We actually said the same thing because we were watching the TV and there'd just been a shark attack somewhere in the bay and they were wearing really heavy, like they looked like they were about to go snow skiing. And they'd bought all the specials from Aldi and we're like, oh, how good's Victoria? Dan Andrews is your premier.
It's pretty awesome. We're just having a great time. And you ask, are we the same country? Well, I say no. This is the People's Republic of Victoria. But you know what? My family and I, we braved the weather last weekend and we went out to a friend's house for a kind of annual get-together that we haven't done in 2 years unknown reason. And it was great. A whole lot of people, a whole lot of kids. And we sort of pitched a tent in my mate's backyard. And we pitched it close to where the party was going to be so we could just, you know, have a few raspberries. And at about 1 o'clock, the four-year-old kicked off. And when my four-year-old kicks off, it's very much like Thor, the god of thunder, flailing around in a tent.
And he'll have no fury like a four-year-old, Harley.
Mate, this one is fierce and strong. And I got in there and I thought, well, this tantrum should last for about, I don't know, 2 or 3 hours. And he didn't disappoint. And sort of halfway through, I was thinking, well, what's going on with this guy? And I kind of figured out what was happening. And he was having a sort of a night terror mixed with I need to wee. So poor I picked him up. You know, there's all of my mates are camping around. There's people in the house. There's still people up having a chat around a fire because it's December in Victoria, so we had a fire on. I've got him, and mid-tantrum, I'm holding his head to my body and holding his pain while he's weeing and tantruming. It was like dinner and a show for my friends.
Are you outside the tent at this stage?
Well, we did just make it through the fly. And we've got back in the tent, and that's been what he's needed, and he's sort of calmed down. Well, then the two-year-old kicked off, and I just had it by then, and so I put on what I call dad voice. Marto, you might know it. It's a bit guttural. It's deep. It's not really yelling, but it's a force of nature.
Right? Mm. Growl.
Knock it off.
Yeah.
And so I actually said to the two-year-old, Marigold, I went, that is enough, Marigold. Lie down. And I found out in the morning that everybody else just went to bed.
Always love chatting to you, Harley. You're like a walking advertisement for contraception almost for our blokes. You know, no need. We run the erectile dysfunction ads, and if we need any contraceptive ads, you are it for us.
Well, it's a good point.
Harley Breen, Merry Christmas.
And Merry Christmas to you guys. Enjoy.
Triple M's Big Breakfast.
Weekday mornings from 5:30.
A lot of public warnings at this time of year, Margo. You know, for floods, you know, the bushfires. Get ready for things. Yeah. If you're driving long distances, have a rest every 2 hours. Mm. You know, don't speed. And if you're riding your horse, don't drink. Okay? That's a really important one. Because look at this one. Two top Brisbane jockeys will miss most of the December summer carnival because there's a new racing carnival starting soon after failing a breath test earlier this week.
Oh, bugger.
Who
what,
driving?
Knew?
Where were Not
they? Driving. Driving to training?
No, they were out there at the track.
On the horses. And
not even on the road.
Oh, my goodness.
They breathed them and they've blown over and they've said, you two, pair of clowns, to Brad Stewart and Justin Hoxtable, if you follow your racing, great jockeys. Oh. And they must have had a big one on Tuesday night. They've turned up to work yesterday and, yeah, gone. Gone all right.
Yesterday, that's Thursday. That's 2 days' worth of drinking, Marto.
No, but that's when they tested them. I only just found this story out last night. I'm going, oh, you poor bug. It's like if you can get through the day, it should be okay. But quite simply, I'm thinking about it in a different way. They're only little jockeys too. These are 55 kilograms.
Yeah.
They're not like a big unit. Is
I mean, he only had a lemon lime and bitters, I believe.
Wake up with the Big Breakfast. Weekday mornings from 5:30.
104.5 Triple M.
In the very wise words of our supreme and great leader.
Stop it. It's not sensible. It's not helpful.
That is, of course, ScoMo. And I'm looking at you people who
wear... Was he talking to Scafie then?
Was it?
After his fast lap last week?
COVID outbreak at Bathurst.
Who was he talking
Stop
to?
It.
Who did he say that to?
I have no idea.
Was that early on in the pandemic?
Oh, it was around toilet paper. Stop stealing.
Stop stealing toilet paper. Well, I'm sure that we could bunch this breed in with that breed, one that hoard toilet paper, because people who are still wearing their face masks... While driving their cars, you need to...
Stop it.
Stop it. Are you it's unnecessary.
Have you seen someone still driving with a mask?
There is no COVID here, and you don't need to protect yourself from yourself in your car, you numpties. Stop it.
Have they just got bad breath or something?
Well, that would be worse, because then you've got to... Smell your own breath.
Good point.
I think, if anything, the masks have brought to our attention that our dental hygiene is probably not up there.
Exactly.
But I'm just like, I don't mind if it's, you know, if you're in a shopping centre or a confined space with lots of other people and you want to protect yourself. I'm okay with that. Take accountability for your health.
He wasn't an Uber driver?
Okay. No, it was just a woman, a bad driver too, P.S. which brought my attention to her the first time. I'm like, what is this woman doing? She's all over the place. She's not looking at the road. She's on her phone. So, you know, I like to drive up and then do the just get off your phone, you idiot. But she was wearing a mask and I just shook my head. I'm like, you're a numpty.
Stop it.
Triple M.
Hey, listen, Margo, I thought beauty pageants were becoming a thing of the past. Would you say that? I don't see them often.
I hung out with Miss Australia last night, actually, Kimberly Busteed at Movie World. No, it's still a thing. Miss Universe.
She's a former Miss Australia.
Former Miss Australia. Yeah. Miss Universe. Miss World is still a thing. I think there's a Miss Earth.
Hold on. Miss Universe? Why do we need Miss Universe and Miss Earth? If you're Miss Universe, you're better than Miss Earth.
Miss Universe is the Donald Trump one, which Jennifer Hawkins won.
He's not still doing
Rachel
that pervy
Finch
job, is he?
Was in. Kimberly Busteed,
still going around?
Still going around.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought, because I just see in the Middle East, it's still enormous.
Is it?
Oh, yeah, Saudi Arabian beauty pageant.
The girls over there are beautiful. They have the most incredible eyes, the women, and because a lot of them wear the hijabs and the burqas, you don't see much of that, but they've got incredible bone structure, beautiful eyes.
They've probably got great skin because
the women
they keep
are beautiful.
It well, there's been a scandal.
Oh, what's happened?
The most famous one. 100,000 tourists go to this festival, largest in the world, they're saying. Last 40 days.
So they don't do a swimsuit section, I can't imagine.
Think so.
No. They're saying the key attributes in this beauty contest are long, droopy lips, a big nose, and a shapely hump.
Oh, Jesus.
It's the King Abdulaziz Camel Festival. It's the largest in the world. It goes for 40 days. Like they have camel races.
And nights. Yeah.
Stop it.
33,000 camel owners come from everywhere in the world to attend this camel festival.
What does it have to do with beauty pageants?
Well, I just Well, that's what they do. One of it. So they do their racing. But
most beautiful camel.
Thing, most beautiful camel. Judge. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Long
what are the categories?
Do you think camels are an attractive thing?
No.
They're like a weird thing. Like God was having a
joke. I mean,
joke
all animals, creatures,
joke.
Great and small, are beautiful. But
God would have just said, I let's say throw most... a hump on it. It'll be hilarious. Don't throw two on some of them.
Why is he special? He's got two. I've only
right.
got one.
All right. But this is how keen they are. As I said, it's the largest camel festival in the world. 33,000 people competing.
Amazing.
But this is the beauty pageant, the camel beauty pageant. And there's trouble. 27 contestants in the cup. That's the camel cup, they're
calling
it.
We're still talking about camels, yes.
Yeah.
27 camels.
Were disqualified.
Oh,
a real scandal
for
having stretched body parts, and 16 were ejected for having received injections.
What?
Yeah, the organisers of the pageant, the Camel Club, were cited as saying that they were keen to halt all acts of tampering and deception in the beautification of camels.
Oh, my gosh.
And promised to impose strict penalties on manipulators. These people are manipulating camels for their beauty. They describe Botox was injected into the camels' lips, noses, jaws, and other parts of their heads to relax muscles. Collagen fillers were used to make their lips and noses bigger, and hormones were given to boost muscle growth.
Oh, my
And their humps were apparently stretched, physically stretched to make them. Oh.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not surprised. This is a nation that oppresses its women. But now but they're camels,
they're
too.
Keen to make their camels look good. Jeez. Feel better about yourself?
This is a Saudi camel beauty pageant cracks down on cosmetic enhancements.
What do you think caught my eye, that headline?
What a headline.
Triple M's Big Breakfast.
Weekday mornings from 5:30.
Today, tops around 30 degrees. Oh. Not much rain to speak of. I think it's just about gone for a day.
It's in the next 10 days. It looks bloody terrific, the weather.
Well, it's already 21 degrees at Triple M.
Well, I'm hoping that the weather stays perfect today, Marto, because I'm doing something where the weather would be dependent on whether it ends up being safe or not, and that is parasailing. I am going parasailing just after lunch today at 1:30.
Just tell everyone, you're in the caravan
already.
Yeah,
I've been back and forth, up and down the M Highway. Can I tell you? Logan to Brisbane is a much better drive than the Gold Coast to Logan.
There's so many speed cameras. Logan to Brisbane.
Yeah, that Gold Coast and Logan to the Gold Coast. There's like 100 fixed speed cameras along there. Can't speed.
Did you win today?
Well, you can. You just got to stop every in between each.
Did anyone go past you this morning?
There was heaps of cars
on
the road.
Did anyone go past you, or did you go past all them? What do you reckon?
Ebbs and flows.
Can I just check? Because I normally park, let's say, the inside lane on the right-hand lane's lane one. I'm normally travelling lane two, and occasionally I'll poke my nose into lane one.
Yeah, I duck between
the
middle and the
right. Do you ever go out of lane one? No.
Sometimes if there's someone slow sitting on 100, and then I duck around to right up to the left, out the outside and back
across. Sorry, I've never asked about your driving theory, but you are a wonderful driver.
Thank you. Yes, I've been up and down the M1, but I'm going down the M1 today after the show for the last time in 4 weeks. I have to come back and feed my dogs at some point. But that's subsequent to the fact that I want to talk about parasailing, because Marto, it's my girlfriend's birthday, and we've got this little group chat happening, and we're going parasailing today. It's something she's wanted to tick off the bucket list.
Tell me what that is. Is that sitting the harness and two of you can be together
behind a boat? Yeah, we're going
tandem.
So there's four of us, two in each sitting, and there's a big parachute behind you, and it drags you on a long rope
around the broad water. That looks unreal.
Well, that's my problem, because it looks unreal. Yeah. But I watched this show on Netflix called Who Murdered Sarah? And it was about Sarah riding in a parasail and the rope snapped. And she died.
But wouldn't you just float down, though?
And then I've heard some really incredible stories about friends who've gone to Vietnam or to Thailand, and they've seen parasailing over there. Not so good.
My mother-in-law did it at the age of 82. She's dead, but she didn't die of that.
Good to know.
She's now dead. Wonderful woman that she was. But if an 82-year-old can do it.
Was it a cause in the lead to her death?
No. It was a gradual thing, the death thing. But I'm just saying she went up and came down safely after half an hour. You go out for a fair way too.
Yeah.
Like you go around for about half an hour.
You go out for ages and you're like 150 metres up in the air or something. But I was okay with all of that, because I take risks. You know, I'm a bit of a risk taker. Yeah. The thing that got me was I was watching a video. They dip you down into the water like a reverse bungee style, and just your bum
when it's
and your legs.
Or...
No, like during it. And then they take off again and then you come up out of the water.
Yeah.
And then I remembered that I'm in the Broadwater. My friend, I'm like, what about the sharks? You know, the sharks, there's sharks in the Broadwater, Marta. What if they, my peachy little bottom comes down into the water and they go, hmm, that looks delicious. And they just wanted a little bite.
Have you got hair on your ass as well? Oh, you mean cute as
cute,
in
cute, 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 really and furry juicy. Like mine. And then someone turned to me and said, don't you let your kids tube in the Broadwater and don't you try and get them off? And I'm like, yeah, but I've got plenty of them. They're all right. If
spare
I'm
kids.
Gone,
there's only one of you.
Who's going to look after them all?
Triple M's Big Breakfast with Marto and Margo.
This is our last $1,500 Christmas hamper to give away, and we want to give it to you,
last
person standing. We're going to play that in just a moment. Basically, we get a whole bunch of people on the line. We ask questions, and the last person to get the fifth question will win. 1-3-3-5-3. Call now.
A lot of laughs for today. The last royal report. Admire the Queen. Saw the Queen. Yeah, saw Queenie. Photo in the paper. At her log cabin at Balmoral. I think that's in Scotland.
Beautiful.
It's like a little... beach shack, but up
in
the hills.
Paper?
Yeah, a little photo on page 25. And you go, there's the Queenie, and she's eating like, looks like she's eating some bacon and eggs off a plastic plate. Just normal.
Yeah, cool. It wouldn't be off a plastic plate.
And I go, what's this story all about? And then I go, uh-oh.
Yeah, turn the music down. She won't like to hear some of this
right
stuff.
Yeah, so this is about that sex trafficking charge. trial. I know. You got it?
I'm like, that's not the Queen. That's Ghislaine Maxwell, isn't
that's
she?
That's right. So if you're unaware, Jeffrey Epstein, the sounds like a horrific character, but he and his girlfriend's on trial. He's out of the picture now. But these are the ones that had Prince Andrew somehow involved in their grimy sex charges and awful. Well, now it emerges that Prince Andrew invited this Epstein and this female Maxwell to the Queen's cabin, to her personal, it's her favourite place on earth, they reckon, when she goes to the log cabin. They've got her eating her bacon and eggs, and they're sitting sometime later in exactly the same chair, leaning on the same wall.
Ooh.
Ugly, all right? They found all these photos on Epstein's computer, and the Queen... the good part is, though, Margo,
the royal family's just like
you, me, and everybody. As soon as your parents go out, come on over, it's a party.
Just don't have sex in mum's bed.
Oh, Lord.
Corey's going around the house, stock is Margo's busy, parking orders, time for At Home with the Parkers.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, so proud of my daughter last night, River, our youngest of five. She pretended that she had something in her pocket. Then she pulled out. She goes, look, Mum, look what I got in my pocket. And I said, what's in there, darling? Your lollies? She pulled out her hand and she rose her middle finger up to me and said, look.
And gave you the bird.
Gave me the bird. She flipped me the bird. Whoa. Jeez, it was a proud mum moment there at Movie World last night at the White Christmas.
I bet.
When celebrating you're five... together as a family. I mean, Instagram, it looked perfect. You know, it was all of us in our beautiful outfits heading off as a family on Instagram. And the reality was is that I was standing there in the middle of the street parade, main parade there at Warner Brothers Movie World, and my five-year-old was flipping me the bird. It was a really, really proud moment in my life.
In terms of pride, what age were the other kids when they started flipping the bird? Like 7 and 8?
It wasn't until a little bit late.
She's got a gifted kitty.
And I grabbed that middle finger and I said, you broke that down. Don't you dare. That's disgraceful behaviour.
Oh, she's got
and
brothers.
And she said... But Wiley showed me how to do it.
So her 10-year-old brother.
Her 10-year-old brother.
And that's what they do. That's their wind-up.
And I said, Wiley Cash, get over here now. Yeah. And he's, what, Mum? Yes, Mum? I said, did you show her how to do this? And he started, the smirk started on his face.
Yeah,
I said,
boy.
It's not funny. He goes, oh, no. He said to River, he goes, I didn't tell you to do it in front of Mum.
Hold on. Didn't you go and visit Santa last night as well?
Well,
she didn't do it to him.
This is what I want to talk about,
Marto. Oh, boy, no.
She lined up in the Santa line.
No.
And this was after it happened, but I wasn't there with her. She went over with a friend of ours.
Yes.
We were there with another family, and he said, I'll wait with her in the lineup. So they walked over and waited in the line. And they came back, and it was all very happy. He said, oh, look at the beautiful photo River standing here with Santa. It was all very lovely. And he said, but the funniest thing was he turned to her and said, have a Merry Christmas. And she turned around and she gave him and I went, oh, my God, don't tell me.
She didn't.
She didn't flip him the bird. He goes, what? Oh. No, she didn't flip him the bird. And I was like, oh, thank God. What did she do then? And he goes, He gave her the horn. She gave him the horns.
Horns up.
Horns
oh,
up
nice one.
To Santa.
Horns up, Santa. Because I had said to her, don't use your middle finger. Yeah. Use, you know, like shuckers
or horns.
Do horns up yeah. or surfs up or rock on.
Because Santa's a huge ACDC fan, Santa, isn't he?
Santa turns around and goes, Merry Christmas, little girl. And she goes, yeah, Santa. Yeah. And gives him the horns up. And I thought, oh, God, that's better than the middle one. She won't be getting coal this Christmas. She might actually end up with a present. And he just looked at the gentleman who had River with him and went, horns up. And he goes, horns up.
So Triple M.
Wow. Merry Christmas, Santa. Horns up, rock on.
Triple M's Big Breakfast with Marto and Margo.
A lot of people got to wait to Boxing Day to get clearance sales and get
good
money
sales.
Off.
I'll be there at the Boxing Day sales, Marto. You know me. Well, but 133353, get involved.
We've got our clearance sale on now here. Up to everything. Everything's got to go 90% off.
If you haven't listened before at this time, what we've been doing is getting rid of some of the phone topics. When we ask you to ring on 133353, we call that a phone topic, right? Mm. Some of them are good. Some of them not so great. Some of them just get, you know, looked over and they sit on the side of the board,
we'll
Marto, in a very sad, long pile.
So we thought
some
ideas
of them are really
well.
Good. Let's get through them if we can. And we're giving you the opportunity to choose which one. Marto, what have we got up for today?
I liked the other day when that truck got hit by a train. No one was hurt, but got spun around. And I always figured, what's it like to be hit by a train, whether you're in a car or just clipped your shoulder or something like that? 133353.
Okay. Well, what about when you woke up in an operation, Marto?
Oh, when the anaesthetic wore off.
When the anaesthetic wore off. 133353. Have you woken up in an operation?
Or were you, see, some brain operations, they don't even put you under.
Is it twilight? Right, is that what it's called? Twilight.
One, you're awake. 133353.
What else have you got on your list?
I have, what's that one there? What did you lie your way into?
Ooh. This job?
Yes, that's correct. Give us a yell, 133353.
What about secondhand mattresses?
What was this one about?
You were going to sell your secondhand mattress, your wee-infested stain.
Only twice had I weed on it in my life.
You were going to sell it.
It was 21 years old.
No one buys a secondhand mattress. And you said, I bet there's someone.
There's somebody. And it never made it until today. It never made it.
I don't know why. I refuse to. This last one that's on the list.
This has been on the board since January.
Forever.
I remember coming back from holidays last year and going, oh.
Please explain.
This mate of mine, he used to work with me. He got dready. He said to me one day, Marto, I said, how's the family and everything? He said, well, one of them stole me bong. And so we have had it on there all year. Did you find your dad's bong? So one of his kids was stealing it.
It's a reason it's been there all year.
I know, that's right.
You have to preference that your friend who had the bong had dreadlocks.
Yes, well, I guess that's a generalised stereotype, is it?
A little bit.
It is.
Okay. Anyway.
Okay, they're the options for today. 133353. We've got a few
have
more
than
we normally.
Have you train? Have you woken up in an operation? Have you ever bought or grabbed a secondhand mattress?
What did you lie your way into? And or have you ever found your dad's
bar? So you just need to have one of those, okay?
Yes.
Any of those. It's the clearance sale for phone topics, 133353.
You're supposed to go just one phone topic at a time. We're running five at a time.
It's a multiple choice. Take your pick, whichever one. Woke up during surgery, Andrew from Everton Park did. Gary from Carindale when he was six. Michael from Morayfield woke up during heart surgery. Tim from
during heart surgery.
Also woke up during an operation. Malcolm from Salisbury during eye surgery.
Did anybody ring up about the last one? Did you find your dad's bong?
Lots of people, Marto. Like Scott from The Grange, 98.97% you are a part of callers that have found, had their bong found.
Okay,
Scott,
let's go with it.
Tell us what happened.
Interesting. Well, it's one of Marto's new stomping ground, Hamilton family.
Yes.
I went to clean someone's pool. Their sort of 20-odd-year-old son headed off going rock climbing. And then when I'm down around the filter, he's ducked back home. Oh, I forgot this. And I found his bong down there. So he's grabbed his bong and then headed off rock climbing.
The two don't seem to go real well together.
Gatorade bottle or proper ceramic store-bought one?
It, No, it was a Gatorade sort of style setup, a short bit of hose, and I thought, well, it's not probably the best sport to be into.
No.
When your teenage sons who have never eaten apples before start asking you to add apples to the grocery list,
is that for the bottle?
Question it.
Or if you're missing, what's the other one they say when you're missing some of your garden hose?
It gets shorter and shorter.
All right, that's brief.
Thanks, Scott.
What now?
Matt from Launton. Hello.
Hey, team, how we doing?
Yeah, good. Was it you, Matt, that found it or yours was found?
Nah, mate, we're going back about 20-odd years ago now. I found the old boys' bong. Mate, I don't know what I was doing in the laundry, but it was under the laundry sink, that little cupboard.
Ken, are you in here washing again? What are you doing in the laundry, Ken?
All right, so Matt, you go in there and you, for some reason you're probably looking for a brush or something or other, and...
And yes, I've opened it. I found this big black chamber with the orange sort of mouthpiece coming out of it. And I didn't know what it was. I didn't know anything about it. I sort of picked it up and sort of smelt a bit funny. I was having a bit of a play with it and ended up tipping it all out over the big folded washing that
Mum had
done earlier.
Oh, no.
And then about an hour later, I hear my old boy in there coughing his guts up.
So
he hasn't noticed that there's no water in it, I think.
How old were you, Matt?
I was 12.
And
I
did you
12.
Know what you'd come across? No.
No idea.
No idea.
Matt, did you go to your father and put it down in front of him and go, what do you call this?
I think you got the hard word from my old girl, actually.
Yeah,
so.
Can you stop smoking your bong in the laundry?
Please smoke responsibly,
Have
everybody.
We got any prizes left? That's a great story.
Yeah,
Matt.
How about off to the movies, double pass to see Venom, Let There Be Carnage. Congratulations.
Nice. Thanks, Matt. Thanks for being part of the
show,
Matt.
Merry Christmas, Matt. Happy New Year. John from North Lakes. Good morning.
What is this?
My mum found my bong.
Oh, okay, dear. How did this pan out? How old? Give us the details, John.
Well, I wasn't real. We weren't actually smoking. I was really young. I was about 15, and I was in a. We're in a small country town up north, and you could only buy that paraphernalia once a year when the carnival, the show, come to town.
What?
So me and the boys threw all the money we had in to buy this big ceramic dragon. And
what a communal bong. Is that what we're are we allowed to talk about this one right now? Yeah, okay.
I don't know. I don't think we knew what we were doing, actually.
How did it hang out? How come you got to hang on to it?
Oh, well, I used to stay in a little granny flat at the back of Mum's house, and all our wisdom, we've got to hide this thing, you know, we can't have this. So we put it in the fridge.
Can I ask John, how old are you at this point?
I think we're about 15.
Perfect. Hold on.
Anyway, Mum's come down to stock up the fridge with whatever, and she's found this big ceramic dragon, and she knew what it was, and it cost us like a couple $100, which was all our money.
Did she confiscate it, John? What happened to it?
Oh, yeah, no, she smashed it and binned it.
Did you actually, John?
Did you actually see her smash it, or did she say, I'm going to smash this, and took it round to her friend's house?
No, she made an example of it.
Yeah, she did, righto. Sorry. Right.
John went out and bought himself another bong, didn't he?
Have you got another prize?
How about a carton of beer? We'll find some beer for you, John, just in time for Christmas, all right?
Yeah, one voice to another sounds good.
Yes, that's what we
smoke
do.
Smoke and drink responsibly, John.
Gamble responsibly.
Merry Christmas.
It's a big breakfast.
Merry Christmas, guys. Thanks for everything. You're a great show. Love it.
Yeah, thanks for jumping in, mate.
Triple M's Big Breakfast.
Weekday mornings from 5:30.
Morning, it's 5 to 9, big breakfast, and I think that's a wrap.
Over and out. That's it from us.
Need some tears. Can we farewell somebody? Can somebody leave the show so we can start crying or something?
No, Marto, we will go on for a couple of weeks holiday, and we'll be back in 2022, you and I.
I don't know, I often say wonderful nice things about you. You're bloody terrific. I love your work.
It's been a great year. Thank
you
very much.
You're wonderfully awkward. You laugh at anything. You have fun with all sorts of things. And Jamie... You're our new addition. I remember speaking to the microphone. Mm. Thank you for everything, mate. You're a wonderful addition to the team.
Wouldn't want to be anywhere else. Thank you for having me.
And to everybody, can we name them? Graham, our producer. Jack, our other producer. Enjoy the day at the cricket, you Muppets.
Nick for all of our social media. Rick Wade in our audio studio, putting all of our little bits and pieces together.
Our boss, Scotty.
Scott, our content director. Thank you so much. Triple M. Rock on. Mitch in the morning, Josh Olek in the afternoons.
Yeah, for deliberately being bad so we look a lot better. That's great. Thank you for that. Everyone else, Tilly and Jess and Viv. Hey, good luck on your wedding, Viv. Yeah. We've got a great team at Triple M, but most importantly, Oh, I'm almost going to cry now. Our listeners, you guys and girls, are the funniest and best bunch of listeners in the whole of Australia. It's widely acknowledged in the radio industry. You are the finest listeners, the funniest bastards.
We couldn't do it without you, quite literally. Yeah. If you don't indulge us on 133353 or text us on the burner phone, we literally wouldn't have a show without you guys. So, Marto, thank you for keeping the tone of the show always high.
Haven't said doodle for 3 hours.
2022, we can't wait to be back bigger and better than ever.
At ease, everybody.